There's also this thing called K-means clustering or non-hierarchical clustering. Hierarchical clustering literally means form clusters, put them together to make the next set of clusters, put them together to make the next set of clusters. K-means clustering is non-hierarchical. So it literally randomly assigns people to clusters, sees how well it did in terms of within group variability, and then resorts them. Checks again, resorts them, checks again, resorts them, check again, based on a thing called information theory, which was a great mathematical idea, but has always been very hard to tie to behavior. Two major issues in cluster analysis leading to a third. How many clusters are there? Who belongs to each? Which leads to what are the clusters? That is, how do we describe them based on a description of who is in each cluster? Different combinations of metrics, amalgamation, and link often lead to different answers. Hierarchical and K-means clustering often lead to different answers as well. The more clusters in the solution, the more likely the different procedures are to disagree. Make sense? The more clusters you think you're looking for, the more the way you look for it will impact what you find. Different procedures also handle strays and more and small frequency profiles differently. And it is the wild, wild west of statistics, cluster analysis. Everybody's got a different calibers, everybody's got a different load, everybody's got a different kind of handle and different barrel length. And then we shoot at each other. What you've got to do is bring to your audience an integrated story from your literature that is made simpler by the revelations of your cluster analysis. People are not going to be interested in the cluster analysis because you know how to push six new buttons in SPSS. They're going to be interested in a cluster analysis because your clusters show kinds of people that we care about because they're different. Either because we can predict some but not others, or we can tell them apart, or what cluster you're in tells us something.